welcome back to A Dose of Dave. Oh, I feel quite tired now. It's been a busy-ish day. It is just gone 8:30. I'm indoors, just doing a bit of washing. I'm washing my bedding. My new bedding, I might add. I've taken the executive decision to wash it before I sleep in it. The reason being that as nice as it is, it smells like a bedding factory. And I want it to smell like summer breeze, or in this case, sunshiny days, which is what it's going to smell like in a little while. Just got it on a super quick wash. I don't mean it's a quick wash, and I'm just saying it's super quick because people say super in front of everything. I mean, it's actually called a super quick wash on the washing machine itself. So I'll get that dry by tomorrow, and then I shall be sleeping in my new, I'd say silky. I mean, it's cotton, but it's good quality cotton, and it has a silky quality to it. So the fitted sheet is a 500 thread count. The duvet and pillowcase is a 400 thread count. I'm now pondering whether maybe I need to enhance my pillow situation. I have a single pillow, which seems to me to be fine for just sleeping. I don't think I need another pillow, but maybe I need another pillow just to kind of have on the bed. What's happening to me? I'm turning into a girl. Before I know it, I'll have throws and completely unnecessary cushions just lying about the place. You know, those cushions that you actually have to clear off in order to utilise the sofa, or the bed in this case. You know, some little tiny cushions or pillows that serve no real function other than to make the bed look nice. But then you have to chuck them on the floor. I mean, how much time do people spend looking at their nice beds? I generally just kind of use mine for sleeping in and sitting on. You know, reading, watching something on TV, that kind of thing. So I don't know. But I think once again, as I did, I got the duvet, put my old bedding on it, and that kind of enhanced the whole experience. I shall now put the new bedding on the new duvet, and that will, I'm hoping, enhance the whole situation. And then I might consider pillows. Perhaps a cooling pillow. I do get a bit hot in bed, even with the new duvet, which is thicker than the last one, but thinner than a kind of typical, I think, 13.5 tog sort of winter type duvet. Why do they all have half? Why are they all just, why not 13? Why 13.5? You know, why not 10 instead of 10? Why the half? Why the extra half? I really don't know, or care, for that matter. But anyway, I've been out this afternoon. I was going to go for a walk, but it was a national, what do we call it, place. Oh, I can't. I think I'm getting dementia or something. I was going to say National Treasure, but it's not a national treasure. Well, I mean, it is a national treasure. It's a kind of big piece of land with a stately home on it. But yeah, the car park was quite small, and there were just too many people driving around trying to find a space. There were no spaces, so we ended up just going to the pub and sitting there for a while, and then having something to eat. I had a burger with Stilton. And Stilton and mushroom, which was nice, but it had a black garlic mayonnaise on it, which very much reminded me visually of glue that they used to use on aircraft. Well, probably still use on aircraft. And I could kind of taste the glue in my mind as I was eating it. I mean, I managed to get over that and I did really enjoy it, but, you know, funny how something's visual appearance can affect your experience of it. I seem to remember seeing a program where they put colour into drinks, colour into water, and it caused people to think it had a flavour, or caused people to think something had a different flavour to the actual flavour. So this is how much influence our visual stuff affects our other senses, perhaps, and how maybe our senses interplay. Synesthesia, that kind of thing. But anyway, whatever. The bedding will be washed. The bedding will be dry by tomorrow. The bedding will be on the bed tomorrow evening. And that will be the main bedding event. So I'm quite excited. These are all life-changing things. In a small way. Small life changes. Life changes don't always have to be massive changes. But you can enhance your life by doing the things that bring you more of what you want. And I don't mean, oh yeah, I want more money. You don't want more money. You want what having more money will bring, or what you perceive it will bring. You know, in our kind of society, I suppose, having more money to a certain degree brings things like security and stability in certain aspects of your life. Not necessarily going to make you happy, for instance, but it will certainly, you know, take the stress out of life if you don't have much money. And having more money gives you more options. You can afford to do more things. Anyway, I think I'm done. And I'm actually finding, although I'm currently going against what I'm just about to say, that when I used to say, I think I'm done, I would then continue to talk for a while. Now I'm finding that when I say I'm done, I'm done. I'm done. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.